Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Guess who just got back today? Them Brooklyn boys that had been away. They both have so much to say. You know their names are Brody and Skiri. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. Brooklyn. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
Episode 278, the Brooklyn Boys Podcast. Not the companion. No, not the talkbacks.
Not slice time.
Not slice time. It's our time. Our time. Isn't that like a website for the senior citizen set? Our time.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, it is. It's like Tinder for senior citizens. It's called Our Time. Not even kidding.
No. Yeah. A great line from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, a classic movie. With Sean Penn, and the teacher's yelling at him, saying, "You're wasting my time." And he goes, "Well, if you're here and I'm here, isn't it our time?"
Well, hey,
that's
everybody.
What I think of. Jeff Spicoli. By the way, speaking of Fast Times at Ridgemont High, coincidentally,
all you misophoniacs out there, I'm chewing into the microphone. So some people love it. Some people call it ASMR.
That's the same thing, Scary. People loving it, and then. Saying it's ASMR is also
ASMR. Are the people who love it, misophoniacs.
But you said, and there's people who call it ASMR.
Oh, so yeah.
You mean there's people who hate it.
People who hate it. Those are the people with misophonia.
But we don't want to drive anybody away.
I'm eating these.
So put your food down. What is that? Sponsor? Don't do it.
No. They're dried apple chips.
All right. As it is, we met a lot of listeners on Thursday at Gandhi's art event.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you let me get away with that one, by the way. You let me get away with that. The fact that I'm eating dried apple chips and I'm not eating anything with sugar or anything, anything added sugar.
Yeah, what are you doing, man? It's your fourth quarter, Scary. This isn't healthy time yet.
I got to be honest with you, man. I'm up to fifth quarter already, so I got to slow it down. So I decided to eat the apple chips.
All right. So we made a lot of slices at the Gandhi event.
Yeah.
And every one of them said Brody and Skiri. So I was very happy about that. It was nice to get a little first name love.
Well, they haven't seen you in a while. Since your retirement from the big
show. Whatever the case, yeah. That wasn't a retirement. It's a relaxing and a sleeping. It's a step back.
So Slice Cam said, "Brody, I hope you're enjoying your retirement." And he jumped all over her.
Dude, I'm not 75 years old. You're getting a pension.
Maybe you should join Our Time.
Yeah, right? So, by the way, I met a guy through LinkedIn who does radio, and he recently left his morning show. So I'm like, oh, why'd you leave your? And he was the host,
right?
I said, why'd you leave your morning show? You guys, you're doing really well. He goes, oh, I was burnt out after all those years of getting up in the morning. I said, wow, really? How many years were you doing it? He said, six.
I did some crazy math there, Brody.
I did four times that.
Right.
He's tired after 6 years. Imagine how I felt.
Right.
Anyway.
And Danielle and I have been there for 28 years.
28
Do you know
years,
that is a year longer than
you're alive.
Than Z100's longest running show member of all time, John Bell, who was there for 27 years. Danielle and I are there for 28 years now.
Yes, but Elvis has more years than you.
Well, there's that. Oh, that's right. So Elvis would be.
Oh, you forgot about Elvis.
Yeah, but he started the morning show the same time that me and Danielle did.
Yeah, but right. In all fairness, Elvis was on the air before the morning show working at Z100. Uh-huh. Twice. Didn't he work there? He left and came back?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's there over 30 years. You're never going to catch Elvis unless he retires and they decide to keep you for some reason.
I don't see a very good path forward there.
I don't see that happening. I don't think you're going to break Elvis's record. No shot. I don't think anyone's going to break that record.
No shot. Anyway.
Anyway. So a lot of love from the Slices at the event, which was nice. Took a lot of pictures with people. I embarrassed Caroline. I think it was Caroline. I apologize. Like four or five times, she had people signing the Elvis Duran book. You know, she's walking around with it, sneaking up on people. Could you sign this for me, please? She was very nice. A lot of people had some great conversations with some Slices who were big fans of the Mike Had His Going phone tap. Yeah. So I could tell them old stories about how that whole tap came about.
Yep.
Anyway, two of my favorite parts. One was when Skiri was in the entranceway to this huge tattoo club thing where the event was at. He was in the entranceway when you first walk in by the security guards with Robin, his girlfriend. So I walked in and said hi to Robin, of course, and Skiri and listeners. And Skiri goes, come on, let's go towards the back because there were VIP rooms in the back. I said, oh, whatever, whatever.
No, I heard there was beer back there.
Well, he heard there was also food back there, which is really why he wanted to go back, not for the VIP part of it. Although, you know, Skiri can't pass up a velvet rope. So as we're walking back, listeners of the morning show are stopping him to say hi. And so he introduces the first two girls. He says, oh, this is my girlfriend, Robin. You know, Brody, of course. Oh, my God, Brody, Robin. Oh, my God. They took pictures with me and Robin. Then we went up to the next, walked a couple more feet and people stopped Skiri. And he said, oh, nice to meet you. What's your name? This is Brody, of course. Oh, my God, Brody. This is my girlfriend, Robin. We get up to the third group of listeners and he doesn't turn around like he did the last two times. And he just kind of points over his shoulder and he points directly to me and goes, this is my girlfriend, Robin. He introduced me as his girlfriend, Robin.
Yeah, I was all discombobulated at that point.
It was discombobulated. So, and then Robin was like, what? Does that make me Brody? I'm like, I guess that makes you Brody.
For the moment. Ah, well, listen, it happens. We had a great time, though. Awesome show. There was some great, great art on those walls. Some of it got, you know, bought by people that, you know.
Oh, my God. There was a few pieces that I was very interested in. Yeah. There was a snake one that Gandhi and her boyfriend Brandon painted. And there was some squid like sea anemones or jellyfishy. Yeah. There were all, and then, of course, her signature elephant.
Yeah.
There was one that I wanted, had rainbows around it, like rainbow colors. Not, it wasn't rainbows, just like very bright colors around the elephant. And you raffled it off and gave it to somebody.
Yeah. He basically said he wanted to purchase a piece of art. He told me to pick anyone I wanted from the wall.
You were doing a microphone bit. You were on the mic.
Skiri, I want you to pick a painting. Any painting.
Anyone.
And of course, I picked the biggest one.
The one I liked.
Which is also the most expensive.
It was the most expensive. You saved me some money.
And I picked that one. And then he goes, great. He goes, I'm going to buy it. I don't care how much it is. Mr. Moneybags over here. He goes, now I want to pay it forward. I want you to pick a raffle out of the... You know, out of the hat, and I want you to award this painting to the next person. He didn't even want the painting. He just wanted to pay for it. So he paid for the next person to win, who turned out to be Gandhi's dentist.
Yeah.
Which also goes to show money goes to money.
Money goes to money. Gotta have it to spend it.
He's like,
so I saved myself a shitload of money by not trying to buy that painting because you gave it away.
No, we
had I saved a shitload of money on Saturday night.
Your car insurance?
I did from switching. I switched from Geico and I saved money actually. I'm saving like $2,000 on my car insurance from getting off Geico, unless they become a sponsor, in which case they. I will say Geico is a little more expensive, but as far as like taking care of me when people had accidents with my family, it was never our fault. They made sure we got paid. They did a real, real good job of getting make sure our car got inspected, but they're a little pricier than some.
A little bit.
But I did save a lot of money Saturday. I'll tell you about that later. I did notice though, because the place we were at, I'm not going to say the name of the place because I'm not sure if, I guess it's legal what I'm going to say, but it was a massive store in Manhattan. When the real estate in Manhattan is outrageous. So to have a store that size, it was like a club tattoo parlor. So it looked like an office with cubicles, but all the cubicles were like tables where you could get tattooed.
Yep.
So everywhere you looked, there was somebody laying down getting a tattoo.
It was the headquarters for this place.
Oh, they have multiple locations?
No, it was the headquarters for the famous magazine. You could say what it is. It was
Inked?
Inked Magazine. That's their headquarters.
Oh, I didn't realize Inked Magazine was the... Okay, you had to have money to have a place this big for tattoos in Manhattan?
Yeah.
With the real estate?
Well, some of the people, people come from all around to be tattooed there. And I think that someone didn't get the memo that if you made your appointment for last Thursday night, you were going to have an audience.
There was a party going on around you.
You were going to have an audience.
Yeah.
The chairs were in the middle and they were stanchioned off and people were just getting their tattoos done.
All I saw was arm tats. There was no like boob tats going on.
That
would have been weird.
That would have been awful. Actually, that would have been great.
Make up your mind.
I mean,
it depends,
Depends on.
I think if you're getting a tattoo under your boob, near your boob, around your boob.
Yeah.
You get I call it a tit-too.
A tit-too.
You get a tit-too.
Yeah.
I have a feeling you're not embarrassed being in public with your boob out.
What about a vag-too?
Oh, that's a twat-too.
Oh my God, you went there.
I had to come up with a better name than you gave.
Oh, that's filthy. Can we wipe this? We got to wipe this clean. I got to go.
What?
No. Bad juju on this break.
Hey, I'm going to
stop
me.
This one right here.
Okay.
Hold on. We'll be right back.
The Broken Boys Podcast with Bodie and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
That might have been the most vile joke we've ever made on the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
I said twa.
Yeah.
Two. I don't know what you're talking about. What's a twa?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Wow. We just went there. We just crossed another line.
You talk about S in your own D and we crossed the line? All right.
I don't know, man. And
wait a minute. I got another one. No. What if you get a tattoo between your butt and your privates?
A taint-to.
A taint-to. Very good. That's right. That's what I was going to say.
Taint.
You know someone's got one. You know someone's got one with an arrow that says this way or enter here or don't enter there.
You think there's somebody out there that, or also the banus.
The banus. But it's, yeah, I guarantee.
You think someone has a taint-to?
Yes.
No.
Dude, people get tattoos everywhere.
But they, but who's going to enjoy it over there? You
somebody
can't see
who's,
it.
Somebody who's in the area.
That is the most under of all undercarriages. I mean, you have to be.
Yeah, but if you're doing something with a numerical value, you might see it. If you're on the bottom of let's say you're a six.
Nah, it's a waste of money. It's a waste of money.
All right, but
a taint two? And that's got to hurt.
It's got to hurt.
What is that, the gooch? That area? I used to call that the gooch.
I never heard it called the gooch.
As a kid?
No. I've heard of the gunt, but not the gooch.
That's not it. Yeah, but that's not. Okay, we got to stop this. Can we go somewhere else? I don't know. We're starting off on a wrong. I'm going down this crazy lane.
Okay, so can I tell you something? So Saturday night, again, I went to my cousin's son's bar mitzvah. So he's my cousin also, he's either my first cousin twice removed or my second cousin once removed. Right. I got to figure that out. But anyway, he was fantastic. But one of my cousins, and he's eventually going to hear this. He came up to me and he's like, hey, slice for life, slice for life. He's my older cousin.
Yeah.
He's very conservative in terms of his personality. He's very quiet. You know, he's not the type to curse ever. He's very low key. Oh, very funny. Very funny, but low key. He says, F Dill. He says to be F Dill. Okay, very good. So he's slipping in the lines. He says, I'm not caught up yet, but I'm still very much enjoying the episodes. I'm about 5 or 6 behind. I said, listen, I feel bad because I say things that are not quite on your level. I say things above what you would say. He goes, no, we love it. It's great. It's colorful. It's great. So I hope he enjoys the twat too. And we're the gun conversation.
We're still marinating in it. You noticed that?
Nope. Right? I noticed I separated the syllables.
I want to send a shout out to my
cousin.
Yeah.
Who doesn't quite speak the way I do.
Okay.
But has a great sense of humor. So
we were one of the DJs, friends of ours, stopped by. Scared the fuck out of me on Saturday night. I was the Woodbridge Brewing Company with Danielle. I pulled up.
Sponsor. I'm going to let you get away with it for the sake of the conversation, but I'm going to point it out.
Pulled it out.
Because the slices are always on me when I miss one.
Pulled it.
I'm going to let you get away with this one.
Got out of my car.
Get into my dreams.
Closed the door. Didn't even get into the bar yet. Some guy comes out of the shadows from across the street. Scary! I was like, scared the hell out of me. I thought this guy was going to gun me down or something. It was, it turns out.
No such luck.
It was a slice for life.
Oh, very nice.
Really and, nice kid. Turns out it was.
Yeah, what was his name?
DJ Amish. I'm looking for him in my.
DJ Amish. He sent us his Spotify rap. He's one of our, we're number one podcast for him.
Yeah, I got scared. I at first. And I'm like, oh, hey, what's up, Amish? I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't even get into the club yet. I'm like, yeah, I didn't get to the bar yet, but I'm on my way. He's like, I gotta go. Like, he came to say hello, and then he busted out of there. I guess he had a gig to do.
All right. If we're your number one podcast and you get your Spotify rap, feel free to screenshot it with your screen name on it so that we can Insta-story it. It'll give you a little love.
Absolutely.
Yeah. More about Gandhi's party. Did you notice, because it's now legal in New York, that a couple of members of the Elvis Duran Morning Show may have been a little stoned.
May have been.
People under the umbrella of Elvis Duran Morning Show, I think were a little,
well,
hey, Brody, nice to see you.
You know what they had in the back? They had some fresh flower, bud, weed, marijuana.
Well, they had
wacky tobacco.
They had a basket of pre-made.
Yep.
that somebody thought was like, you know, remember the old gum with the wrapper on it?
Yeah.
It would blow like gum smoke out.
Right.
They thought it was like candy. Right. It was not.
Well, we talked about this on this podcast. Did we or did we not? What happened to me in Costa Rica with the chocolate? Or did we not talk about that?
No, I don't think we talked about that.
Oh, dude. This exact thing happened to me. My buddies brought a punch bar, which is a chocolate bar, and they're little squares, like Ghirardelli squares, individually wrapped with nothing on the wrapper that would indicate it's anything other than a wrapped
and
chocolate.
And it said Ghirardelli on the...
No, just like a wrapped chocolate in cellophane. Looked like a Ghirardelli. I think it's Ghirardelli, but okay. Mm. Hard G or soft G? I think it's soft G. Anyway... Mm-hmm. So we had put Cadbury chocolate bars in the refrigerator, in that side slot of the refrigerator in Costa Rica.
You ever get a tattoo on your side slot?
My side slot. Gets into the Cadbury's in there. He dumps a bunch of these unmarked chocolates on top of the Cadbury. Now me, you know me, I get those late night munchies. I knew the Cadbury was in there. I knew where it was. And I put my hand in there. And I'm like, oh, chocolate. I'm like, I individually wrapped chocolate. I opened up the punch. It was a punch bar. Dude, it was weed. I almost like dosed myself.
Whoa.
And he's named after an Italian chocolatier who, after working in South America, moved to California.
What are you looking at?
How do you go about pronouncing it? In Italian, this would be said Ghirardelli.
Oh.
Ghirardelli. But it'd be fine in English or American to say
Ghirardelli. Oh, it's accepted both ways. Both ways.
He said Ghirardelli both times.
Hold on. All right.
Yeah, all of them.
All right. All right. It's Ghirardelli.
Yeah. All right. I've been to Ghirardelli Square in San Francisco, whatever it is, and I called it Ghirardelli, but I later learned
I ate one of these, and I was like, are you kidding me? Like, you just ate an entire one? That was like 100 milligrams. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Like, you're only supposed to do like one little mini square of the nine squares. I spit it out. I got so crazy. I drank all this water, spit it up. But yeah, man, I was stoned from the little that I ate. I slept great that night, but.
Well, why did nobody tell you?
Well, first of all, why do you put the chocolate on top of the chocolate? Jet Ski Brian did it. He's like, I don't know.
He goes,
it's chocolate. So I figured it should go with the chocolate. So I put it next to the Cadbury.
I said, but he knew.
Of course he knew, but it was unlabeled. So anyone could have stuck their hands in there thinking they see Cadbury and they see this unmarked chocolate. And they're like, oh, I guess it's a different type of chocolate. Nobody said that this is friggin' THC, marijuana.
Why would you? Okay. But it was wrapped and had no name on it?
Yes.
Why would you eat no name chocolate in a foreign country? Wouldn't you at least is this local?
They bought it from the store. It's like when you do the bags of miniatures, right? You open the bag, you dump all the miniatures somewhere, and now you got individually wrapped chocolates. Okay.
But they have the product name on it.
I know, but I didn't know any better. Why didn't it say punch bar? If it said punch bar, I knew it would have been. Anyway.
All right.
Forget it. All right.
All right.
Why are your dogs barking?
Because maybe the mail carrier is here. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. I want to tell you about another cousin of mine. And I want you to tell me on a scale of 1 to 10 how upset you'd be. So my cousin's husband, so he's not blood.
Okay.
But he's been in the family like, 22, 23, 24 years. Long time.
Okay.
And over the course of the years, I run two fantasy football leagues. I'm in three, but I run two. One is a family members only league, and one is a friend league.
Okay.
About 15 years ago, I had an opening, and I let this cousin-in-law, he's a cousin-in-law,
right,
into my family league. And he competed. He does a good job. He's an Eagles fan, so we don't, it's fine. A lot of my family are Eagles fans. So I put him in the Eagles fan division.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. And I don't know, about 7 or 8 years ago, I had an opening in my friend league. So I said, if you'd like, I have an opening. He said, oh, I'd love to. I love the rules you play by. Yes, I'll be in both your leagues. And he's in both my leagues. And he rarely ever trades. You send a trade to him and he's like, even if it's close to fair.
Sure.
He'll then send back a trade where he gets $100, you know, worth of talent, and you get five. You're like, come on, man. I sent you a trade. It was pretty close. Okay. And by the way, don't reference the thing from the other league I told you about last time, because that was approved. Anyway, about 3 years ago, he says, hey, can my son join the family league? I see we have an opening again. I said, sure, your son's 14, 15. He's old enough. He can join the league. No problem. And you know what happens when you have a kid that young? He doesn't pay attention. He doesn't really draft. He doesn't check his wave. He doesn't really do 100% what he should.
Right.
So everybody plays and beats him. So I said, listen, your kid's got to step up a little bit. He's got to pay attention to his team. Okay, great. Then last year he says to me, hey, we got another opening in the friend league. I'd really like my son to be in both of my leagues. Would that be okay? I said, you know what? Yeah, he's my cousin just like you are. He seems to be getting better. Okay, he could be in both leagues. Okay, so look, I'm a good guy, right? I let my cousin-in-law in both leagues. I let his kid in both leagues.
His kid is in both leagues, yeah.
Okay. And I really wanted my cousin, Steven, the one I just told you about, who's very conservative and doesn't, you know, he's very quiet and doesn't talk, you know, he doesn't curse at all. I really wanted him in the league. Before I let the guy's son in the league, I said, hey, I got this opening. He's like, you know what? I don't really play fantasy football. You guys know what you're doing. I got to read up on it. Maybe next year, meaning this year. I asked him last year. So instead of Steven, I let my cousin's son in the league. So I'm at the bar mitzvah Saturday night, and I say to Steven, boy, I really wish you joined the fantasy football league. You know, he says, oh, I did join a fantasy football league. I did. He goes, yeah, I'm in the family league. What?
Wait a second.
I'm like, what do you mean you're in the family league?
You're part of the family, Brody.
Right. I said, who's running a family league? He says, my cousin-in-law, the guy whose son, he and my son are in my leagues. So I said, what do you mean you're in his league? I asked you to join my league 3 years in a row. You said, no. Well, this is more of a beginner league. A lot of the kids are in the league. Some of the wives. It's not a hardcore league. So I go up to my cousin-in-law and I said, yo, what's this? I hear you got a fantasy football league. Oh yeah, it's a family league. What the fuck? I'm family. You're in my family league. So he says, oh, you know, it started off, you know, it's supposed to be just the kids and, you know, you would eat it up. You're too hardcore. You'd win. And I go, he goes, nobody in the league's really hardcore. I said, you're in the league. Yeah, I know. I'm in the league, but you know,
because he wants to be the star of the show. He wants to win. Right. He doesn't want you to be in there.
So at this point, I'm like not 100% annoyed.
Yeah.
But I'm partially annoyed. He says, yeah, it's a big league. We have a lot of teams. I said, what do you mean you have a lot of teams? He says, yeah, we got a lot of teams. We have 15 teams. So I said, well, wait a minute. What do you mean you have 15 teams?
It's an odd number.
It's an odd number. He says, oh, well, everyone gets a bye week. Everyone's off. Each week, one team is off, which is weird. So I said, wait a minute. Why wouldn't you just have an even number of teams? He says to me without thinking, oh, we couldn't find a 16th player.
Hello?
So I said, what the fuck? I said, it's bad enough you have a league you call the family league. Everybody in the league is related to me.
He admit it. You're too good. So this is like going out on a date, right? Or going out with a bunch, let's say you going out with a bunch of girls. And you decide to like bring in a hot guy with you. That hot guy is going to clean up and you're going to be looking like chopped liver.
Right.
So that's what he's doing to you. He doesn't want you in the league, see? Because you are going to come in, you're going to clean up, and you're going to win at the end of the
year. So he's taking advantage of my cousin Steve and all the kids.
Yes. Is there money involved?
And he's given, no. But he's given everybody a week off because they don't have an even number of teams.
Wow. He went through that great of a length.
And he says it to me.
To keep you out.
Not even like, but I'm blinking. He's like, yeah, we couldn't find a second. He goes, oh, what? Shit. After he said it, he realized. What the fuck?
I think he thinks you're a pain in the taint.
This is what happens when you have family that's not blood related. This is it. His wife would never do this to me. He did it. He's an Eagles Phillies fan, and that's why he did it to me.
Tell him to go fuck himself right here on the podcast.
You know what? Fuck you, cousin-in-law.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Nah, that's going to cause some drama.
No, it's not, because my cousin Steven, who listens to the podcast, will not rat me out. And my cousin-in-law, whose name shall not be said, does not listen to the podcast.
By the way, brother, you would be so proud of me. I threw a fit. I had a rant on the radio.
I like it already. I like where this is going.
Nah, I said it on the air. I said, I'm going to be brief. Okay. I said, but, and Elvis was like, you know, at the end of it, he goes, that wasn't brief. But I went off. On airports who decide to put carpeting on the floor. There's no fucking good point to have carpeting in the airport.
Because of course there is.
It slows down. Wait, hold on. It slows down the baggage because you're rolling your roller bag.
Oh, you're talking about the middle section. The
actual
walkway.
The walkway, right, through the airport is carpeted. It's like that in Miami. It's like that in Fort Lauderdale.
Is it shag carpeting? Like really thick?
It's thick carpeting. And it's like you're pulling your bags and, you know, you're trying to like wheel your bag across. And, you know, and plus, it's just unsanitary. Thousands and thousands of people walk through there every day. You think that thing gets cleaned? Often, no way.
It absorbs.
It's like a long fucking bushy mustache and beard. It absorbs all the smells, all the flavors, all the oils, all the disgusting dirt under people's shoes.
Are you saying beards are disgusting? Like an airport carpet area?
Unkempt beards could be mustaches. Okay. Flavors. Mm. We call them flavor savers.
Yeah.
That's why I don't have a mustache or a beard. By the way, I think it's so disgusting to have that. To have that, like those hairs over my mouth, everything I sip, everything I eat,
you know what's weird?
Gets into my mustache. I don't know. I don't mean to like shit all over people. I know there's a lot of slices who have beards and mustaches.
We talked about that, but here's what I find unusual. Now, you and I grew up, I'm going to say it, you and I were children of the 70s, late 70s, right?
80s.
80s, yeah, but 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
I know how old you're, Scary. You're from the 70s. So,
you're from the 70s and I'm a 90s
all
bitch.
All the men had mustaches and sideburns and everyone had, you know, bushy privates. It was a hairy generation.
bushy privates used to do sports on the morning show.
Right. Bushy privates. We'll be back with the highlights after this. And men, especially Italian men, would unbutton their shirt. All their chest hair would show.
Uh-huh.
And their gold chains would lay on their chest hair.
So greasy.
And now at a time in the 2010s, 2020s, when men and women are plucking, shaving, and waxing almost the entire body. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Yeah.
Right? We're shaving ourselves to prepubescent times.
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
I don't say you did. I don't have a problem with it either. Now that people are removing hair from every part of their body, and women are like, I don't like hair down there. It gets in the way. I don't like hair down there. And men say the same thing. Men are putting hair on their face. Men are growing beards again.
I know.
And women are kissing men with beards when they said they don't like hair. And they're putting their mouths right into the hair.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty. I don't like it.
I'm not saying it's nasty. I'm not saying it. I'm saying it doesn't make sense to me.
No, when it's long and unkempt. Listen, if you got the Drake going, you know, like really close, you know, you see the beard, but it's like kind of manicured. And then
it looks like it's spray painted on Drake.
It's shaped. I like a nice shaped beard, I guess. I don't know.
But you don't like a burly lumberjack beard.
No, but no, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's the ones that I don't like. I don't know.
I think some beards look good on some guys. And you have to wear a flannel shirt. I feel like that's the combo. I'm just saying, if people are like, you know, I don't like hair, then all of a sudden you got hair in the most important place on your body. It's all like, I couldn't eat a sandwich. I couldn't eat pizza.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. I said this.
But again, if you have a beard and facial hair, God bless you. I'm saying for me, it would never work. I'm too messy of an eater. I like a good sandwich. Yeah. I like ice cream. Imagine licking an ice cream cone. Your beard's getting in it. Your beard has to get in it.
Of course.
You go to like a Mr. Softy, you get a vanilla ice cream.
Oh, those hairs are getting in there. Yeah, absolutely.
You have to lean over and eat from the top down. How do you do it?
Okay, this is getting nasty.
How is it nasty? I'm just saying eating ice cream with a beard. I couldn't do it.
It's gross.
Some people can do it. I can't do it.
Nah.
It doesn't look right. I've had beards. They come in red.
It's not for me.
Not for me. I can't do it.
Red? The beards come in red?
My beard would, when I was younger, my beard came like, it would come in like reddish brown.
Really? Oh, yeah. Brody.
I'll show you pictures. I won't send them to you because you'll post them, but I'll show you pictures someday.
I think the slices want to see this.
I used to have red hair as a kid. I had blonde hair as a kid. My hair changed colors a bunch of times.
Did it really?
It happens.
Okay, all right. It happens. That's fine.
It happens. My people have multicolored hair. Comes and goes.
Hey, I had a piece of sound that I wanted to play. It reminded me of you, actually.
Oh, good. We'll do a sound segment later.
Yeah, we do a full sound.
And I'll tell you how I saved a shitload of money Saturday night.
On your car insurance?
Yeah, still the joke didn't work the second time.
You're a dick. So this was something that this guy, this is a story of hope. This is something that Brody would do if he could take advantage.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, here he is. Whoops.
You need to set up what it is I'm going to hear?
I don't think so. I think it speaks for itself. It was a reel on Instagram, and I'm like, if Brody could get away with this, he would do it. Brody, right. you'll think this guy...
As long as it's legal.
You'll think this guy is genius. There you go.
Times, so we could eat for free in the airline's first class.
Fuck this guy.
Fun fact.
I've seen
a Chinese man rebooked a plane ticket over 300 times so he could eat for free in the airline's first class lounge. The man purchased a first-class, fully refundable ticket aboard China Eastern Airlines, but he wasn't actually trying to fly anywhere, he just wanted to eat for free. The man would show up at the airport, clear security, then enter the first-class lounge, enjoy a meal and some drinks, and he would then call into the airline and rebook his flight for the next day and leave the airport. The next day, he'd show back up at the airport, clear security, eat, drink, rebook, and leave. The man did this over 300 times before someone at China Eastern Airlines finally figured out his scheme. A representative from the airline confronted the man the next time he came into the airport, but there was technically nothing they could do, as the man was operating inside the ticket's policy. But by that point, the man had eaten to his fill and canceled his fully refundable ticket and got a 300 times so he could eat for...
I don't quite know what happened there at the end. But anyway. But how great is that?
I think it's a clever scenario. I'm not saying I wouldn't do it once or twice. I'm saying it's a schlep to go back to the airport.
I mean, that's dedication. I mean, you have to have nothing to do with your life to show up at the airport every single day. But
well, listen, if you don't have money or you really like the airport food, you know, in this lounge and you live nearby, you know, if he lives like 2 miles away, it's clever. I give him credit for it.
I mean... You didn't think of it. I feel like that's something that you would do. If you let's say you live 5 minutes from the airport.
I would do it once, maybe twice to say I did it, but I wouldn't go 300 times.
Because there's a lot involved with booking and rebooking, and
it's a lot of schlepping. I'm not a schlepper.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to point that guy out. I mean,
I give him props. That's like overdid it.
That's a grape soda moment.
That's we really good. That's what that guy is.
We really good. I just wanted to play that for you. That's all. That made me think of you the other day.
Oh, that's nice. You're thinking of me.
Yeah, I sometimes do think of
you. Introduced me as your girlfriend. It's nice. You know who I saw on Thursday night? We were out. Is our good friend Cheryl.
Yes.
Cheryl is the kind of person that if you met her for the first time, after like 7 or 8 seconds, you'd be like, oh, I love this woman. She's so bubbly, so complimentary, so fun. And she says to me, you know, we should all hang out. You should hang out. I said, yeah, I see you on Scary's Instagram page all the time. You're always hanging out with Scary.
You threw me under the bus, didn't you?
No. So she says, oh, yeah, how come you don't come with us? I go, huh. Okay. She said, are you saying Scary isn't inviting you? Why wouldn't he invite you?
Of course. Oh, no.
She says, you come out anytime. I'll text you. He said, we go out, I'll invite you. I said, okay, good.
Brody.
So now I don't need your invites.
Here. If you hang out with me and my friends, it's a world of heartache for you.
I won't eat the chocolate. I'll tell you that much.
It'll be a world of heartache.
I absolutely would be.
No, because you and I don't gel that way. We don't. We don't. We
gel differently.
We
gel at Mets games.
Yeah. I think there would be a fight over the check every single time.
Oh, I wouldn't go to dinner with you and your friends.
Well, that's what we do. We go out to eat. We go out to drink. And when it comes time for, you know, to buy rounds, I mean, you don't really drink. So it's like.
Well, that's why at your birthday party, when we all went out at your birthday party, I didn't even order a soda because I didn't want any part of splitting that. Your friends were all drinking 12-year-old scotch as if it was their birthday.
Yeah, because that's what you do when you get together with your friends. You all.
Yeah, but everybody
partakes. Everybody participates.
Yeah, but they were drinking like all of them had checks over $100. Well over 100. And again, some of them were buying for their girlfriends, their wives. I don't want to get in the middle of that. No way. I'm not paying $100 for a soda. I'm out. But I hung out with them. I like all your friends very much. So we need to like go to the movies or something where it won't cost me an arm and a leg. Let's go to a Chinese buffet where there's a set price. You know, I'm in for that. Let's go to a place in Jersey that's BYOB.
Yeah.
That's it. We'll go to a great restaurant. You bring your own. Then we're good.
A few of my buddies went out this afternoon to Capitol Grill.
Oh, one of my favorite steak places.
And
you can take me there.
There were about 5 or 6 guys getting together. And then Sex on the Way Dave chimes in.
Was he late?
This is on the group chat.
Oh,
no,
he's
not. He's like, hey, so who's all coming out? Like this, I mean, I obviously wasn't because I'm here with you.
Right.
Doing this. And Anthony Falco was like, okay, you got this guy, that guy, this guy, this guy, and this guy. And then Dave was like, and I'm watching the texts go by. I'm watching Dave immediately pussyfoot his way backwards out of going to lunch.
Oh, he didn't like the list.
Well, no, because he knew that the list of guys that were going, we're going to make this a 6-hour lunch because they all got nothing to do. And these are the guys that buy the top shelf scotch.
Yeah.
Dave was like, oh, wait. On second thought, maybe I'll just meet you there later after I want to get some extra reps in at the gym. So,
right.
Yeah, right.
All
right,
my excuse.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So I'm sitting there thinking like, he's weaseling his way out of lunch because he knows the group he's going with is going to
$300 lunch.
They're going to run up. They're going to run up the score, and yeah. He goes, "Yeah, I think I'm okay there. I'm not going to go." He disinvited himself.
Oh, it was just very funny. On the way, Dave was a frugal man like myself.
Well, no, not normally, but when it comes to certain people, you know, there are red flags. We all have red flags in our group, don't you think? I could be the red flag to you because you may think.
100%.
Yeah, because I'm not exactly someone who pays any mind to what I'm like spending. I'm just kind of out for a good time.
Did you get the sound of that video of the Italian guy ordering food at the restaurant?
Brilliant. I have that as well. Did we, it's on Instagram. I mean, did I send it to you or did you send it to me?
You send it to me. I'll pull it up, Brody.
I'll play it.
Yeah. So I always connect it. Scary. I always joke with Scary that he orders appetizers for the table because he wants one of everything. And this way everyone's forced to chip in for his 8 appetizers. So he's like, oh, I'll get, he tells the waiter, get calamari. We'll get his frutta del mar. We'll get the, your garlic knots. We'll get the whatever.
Right.
Zucchini sticks. He orders like 8 appetizers for, yes, for the table.
Put it for the table.
And I'm like, dude, I don't want half of those. So yeah. Scary sends me a video that says, if you're Italian, you know about it.
Yeah, I got it right here.
You got it?
Yeah.
Laugh how Italians are like, no, for the table. Just get it for the kids. Yeah, that's why when you said that. Because Italians say, get the cookies for the kids. You know, yeah, it's always for the kids.
We order some pizza for the kids.
If you don't order some things for the table, you got no class.
Yeah. You're ordering you need just some for the, things just for the table. But just saying the words for the table is the most Italian but it just makes the most sense. Yeah. Just for the table. Get it for the...
I think Tony Soprano did that too. He was like, get some onion rings for the table.
That was the last episode. He ordered onion rings
for the table. Space. But no, these guys. That, by the way, that's courtesy of a Growing Up Italian podcast.
But that one guy, he's like, it shows you have class. No, it doesn't. It shows you want to eat like a gavone, and you're blaming the table for it. You're like,
I think it shows class. I think people should be entitled to want to try what's on the menu. You all go in there together with the same curiosities.
But here's the thing.
You want to explore the menu together.
I don't want some doot-a-doot ordering for me the scungeel because he wants the scungeel.
Yeah, but then the beauty of that is then you get to throw an item in that you want to try. And then
everybody eats my shit, and then I'm stuck with the broccoli nobody wanted. That's what every time we go for the table, here's what happens. I order the mozzarella sticks, right? The fucking waiter puts them down at the end of the table by you. By the time they get to me, there's no mozzarella sticks left, and then I'm stuck eating the cauliflower.
I think the best way to eat is when everything's for the table. I really do.
As long as you are someone who eats everything and you get your favorite in front of you. If you're going to order for the table, you say, okay, I'm ordering for the table, but I want the mozzarella sticks to hit me first. They got to hit me first.
That's fair enough. If I made the order.
You're going to have the broccoli, Rob. If I made the order. You're going to have the shit I don't eat.
Well, like Straight Nate even said, look, he said, Scary, that's exactly what you should be doing after this job is over. When you're finished with this career, open up a restaurant and call it For the Table.
Oh, you just ruined it.
Where the only thing is on the, you can't order individual.
It's
everything is for the table. So right. Well, no matter what you order, it goes in the middle.
That was a great idea. You just gave away for free. You should edit that out.
No, no one's going to act on that. And you put a Lazy Susan in the middle.
I had a great idea.
All the tables will be Lazy Susan. And then this way you just start spinning it and like, oh, I'll take that. I'll take some of that. Because everything is communal. Everything's for the table.
Yeah. I had two ideas for restaurants.
Yeah.
One I'll never tell you.
Why?
Because I'll tell you why. Because the first idea I had, I told you this story. I told the story on the podcast. And I'll even tell you who it was now. He's an Iron Chef. He's a big shot on the Food Network.
Okay.
All right. We were working together at Old Navy. And again, I've told this story. And they wanted to open up a coffee bar. It was mid-90s when Starbucks was exploding. He's like, oh, we're going to have a coffee division. We need names for the drinks. So I said, oh, how about Cold Navy? Because the Old Navy will have like the cold coffee, but called Cold Navy. He says, oh, that's good. And I said, how about a Gappuccino? He's like, I love that idea. The next day he comes in and goes, hey, David, I just want to let you know, I copyrighted the name, so don't even try it. I own that name now. So if the company goes with it, I'm getting money out of it.
Wow, what an asshole.
Well, I'm not going to say he's an asshole.
The company never went with the name.
No, because the coffee division failed.
Oh.
But he is an Iron Chef, and he's a big deal on the Food Network. And
I know who it is.
I know you know who it is.
Uh-huh. All right, we'll just take a break then.
All right.
Wait, why can't we say who it is?
Because you just called him an asshole, and I don't think
I could still have that feeling. I mean, if he,
I'm going to say he's a businessman. He has a lot of restaurants.
All right.
Is
all right. All right. Never mind.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
It's something I wanted to throw in there that I saw the other day that made me laugh. You know Lester Holt from Channel 4?
Of course.
Or from NBC News, the nightly news?
Yeah, very distinguished gentleman.
Yeah, on Saturday mornings, he does a kids edition. Like, it's the nightly news kids edition. So okay. What do you think is different about Lester Holt on Saturday mornings for the kids?
Well, Lester Holt talks like this. He's very dignified.
Yeah. No, he talks the same way.
Does he use the little, like, kid words?
No. He wears a hoodie.
No.
Swear to God. Google it. Google image it. Lester Holt, Nightly News Kids Edition. I just think it's so funny. It's like the producers and the writers are like, we need to make this relatable for the children. So, Lester, you're going to wear a black hoodie. It's fucking hilarious.
Okay, I found one picture. He's on Sesame Street.
No, just type in Lester Holt.
I did exactly what you told me to do.
It's hysterical. Anyway, Lester Holt wearing a hoodie is just some of the funniest things I've seen. Anyway, how was your Thanksgiving? Oh. You see it?
Yeah. that is odd.
It's weird, right?
Yeah,
kind of came out of nowhere. How was your Thanksgiving? We didn't talk about this. This is our first episode back from like 2-3 weeks now. God, oh my God, I went to Costa Rica. I didn't talk about any of this.
No, just your marijuana possible chocolate experience.
Yeah, no,
Thanksgiving was good. We went to a really nice restaurant in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Really nice. And by really nice, I mean really expensive. And nobody in my family likes turkey. Except me.
Yeah.
I love dark meat turkey. But when you go to restaurants, they pretty much serve white meat turkey. I don't know what they do with the dark meat, and they had like a price fixed turkey dinner. So it was like, you got turkey, you got sweet potatoes, and they had mushroom stuffing. And then some other vegetable I wouldn't eat. But you can't substitute. Maybe they had potatoes. There's something I didn't eat. It wasn't potatoes. So I call up the day before and I say, hey, listen, I'm coming for dinner tomorrow night. Family of 5. I know you have mushroom stuffing. Is the mushroom stuffing big mushroom pieces where I could pick them out? Or is it minced mushroom? He says, that's minced mushroom. I said, look, I'm calling you a day in advance. I'll pay a little extra if I have to. Would it be possible to just make a little stuffing without the mushrooms? And the guy says, no, not going to do that. Can't do that for you.
Yeah, because if he was making it to order, he'd have to make it to order for everybody.
Right. So I ended up having risotto, a seafood risotto that was outrageously good. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And then I went home the next day. I bought a turkey leg at ShopRite. I made my own stuffing.
So you got your turkey fix.
I had lunch the next day. I made myself a Thanksgiving lunch while my family was out.
Yeah.
And so I had my turkey and stuffing. Plain Pepperidge Farm stuffing. Nothing in it. Easy.
Yeah.
Simple. Right now, there's people going, what the fuck? How do you not put sausage in it? How do you not put red pepper in it?
How do you not put blank? How do you not put?
Right. Because I like it plain. I like plain stuffing with a little gravy.
And I'm sorry.
I like a jelly cranberry sauce.
You cook it separate. You don't put it inside the bird.
I do both, but I don't have
I think
bird,
we've had so this argument before, haven't we?
I like it in the bird. I like the stuffing in the bird because it gets the juice from the bird and then it crusty on the outside.
That's disgusting.
I like that.
That's gross.
And then I make separate, you know, normally.
Yeah, and I can't do that.
Without a turkey, it's hard to do that. I had to dry, bought two turkey legs for $5. It's hard to stick the stuffing in the turkey leg. So
for some reason, I used to hate dark meat and now I like it. And I like
it
more than
not dry. Like
I like it white. I like it more than white meat these days. And I don't know why.
It's so much better. It's so much better. Restaurants are like, oh, it's pure white meat. I'll take the dark meat every time.
Yeah.
When it comes to turkey.
Like the thigh meat.
Yeah. Well, the leg. I'll take a drumstick. Are you kidding me?
Now you're a sweet potatoes guy or no?
Oh yeah.
Well, I'm surprised, bro. You're not a vegetable.
It's a potato.
You're not a vegetable. Yeah. No, it's not.
It's a root vegetable. I get it. It's a tuber.
It's a tuber.
It's not a tuber.
It's a tuber.
It's not a tuber.
It's not built the same way a regular white potato
I know.
Is.
It's not a potato. I know. But it's still potato-esque.
Potato-ish.
It's not a radish.
Well, that's true.
It's a sweet potato. Okay. It's a yam. Whatever. I eat them both.
I was in, I went to Costa Rica.
Wham, bam, thank you, yam.
Went to Costa Rica with some of my friends. You know, Costa Rica
doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving.
No, they don't. No, but no. I mean, I came back in time for Thanksgiving. But you know, people should start thinking about exploring things. You know, past like Mexico. You know, if they're going to go on vacation, it was. I'll tell you what, Brody. It was only $150 each way. Now I know it's a lot of money to a lot of people, but in the grand scheme of flying,
wait a minute. You could ticket.
Fly
was $150.
Correct.
No points used. Nothing.
Nope. Nothing. $300 round trip.
You just sit on the wing.
No, you fly certain times a year. You could fly into Liberia or San Jose. Certain times a year, those the cost is
oh,
is
they
around
have a
that.
San Jose.
They have a San Jose. Yes, the San Jose, Costa Rica, and then there's Liberia. We went to Liberia. I went to a place that was, you know, you can't really pronounce. You called me bougie for it, Guanacaste, but it's a Tamarindo. You know, you could find some great deals. You can eat for really, really cheap.
Right.
How much was the
infinity pool attached to your hotel?
Okay.
Your suite, your villa.
About that.
That was in every one of your Instagram pictures.
About that. That was not a hotel. That was
a castle.
We knew the guy who owned it, and it was his dad who owned it. So
how does one know a rich guy in Costa Rica? How do you just know the guy?
Because he grew up in South Philly as a record label dude and a record label mogul. He used to handle like Tina Turner, Whitney Houston. He knew Dr. Dre before he was Dre. He knew Eminem on
the... He was just intern Dre.
He knew Eminem on the come up and Jay-Z, everyone. The guy is now 86 years old. He's from...
The son?
Philly, the father.
Oh.
Who owns the house. 30 years ago, he decided, I'm done with America. I'm done with Philly. I'm done with the music industry. And he bought a house in that area of Costa Rica. At the time, the property was dirt cheap. No one was over there. And he's 86 years old today, David Brody.
Wow.
And this guy, his name is Fred. This dude is like... in better shape and better health than the two of us combined.
Okay, but how old is his son?
86 years old. So we show up to his quote. Now, he Airbnb'd out the house to us for the week. So he decided to live in one of these other apartments nearby because he wants to make money on his house. That's how he Airbnb's
okay, so
it out.
He charged you guys enough rent to cover his apartment rental plus a profit.
Correct. Well, because the house itself was a beautiful house that he built out.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
So I'm talking to him. I'm like, so talk to me about Costa Rica and living here. He goes, the food's healthier here. He goes, there's less to worry about. He says, 25 years ago, I just wanted to retire. I just wanted to get out. He was wearing, dude, I swear to God, we pulled up. He was wearing a Yankee hat and a tracksuit, and he was in crazy fit shape. I mean, the guy
sounds like he's from Newark.
He runs on the beach every day. He's got all his hair, he's got white hair and blue eyes. He's nice. 86 years old. The dude, first of all, carried himself like he was 75 years old, no more than that. And he's 86. And he goes, I'll tell you what, never got married. He goes, I have my beautiful son here, you know, who we know, the guy Darren, and that's it. And we're literally hanging out in his beautiful house.
So you think the key to his health and his wealth and his lifestyle is they never got married.
Never got
Which
married.
Is why you look so young.
No kids.
Well, he has a kid.
Well, yes, his kid is, I'm sorry, scratch that. He does have a son who's now much older. Right. But he's like 25 years ago, he's like, I'm done.
Wait a minute. He has a kid who's much older than what? When he was born?
Oh, he's older now. He's in his 40s. His kid is almost 50 years old.
Right, but you said he's much older. He's 50. You have to compare
to
something.
Well, when the kid was younger, obviously he raised his child. My point is, First of all, could you ever do that? Could you ever just disconnect from society and say, I'm leaving New York. I'm leaving this area. Fuck it. I'm going to go to a random country where the dollar goes a lot further and live like a king and live healthier. Quoth the Raven, nevermore, evermore.
Scary. At the bar mitzvah I was at Saturday night, I couldn't get internet for like 45 minutes.
Right.
I thought my head was going to.
How did that work out for you?
I had to keep going up the staircase to the near the door. Because it was downstairs.
You're like me.
I had to have the internet. Sports was going on. World news was going on.
World news now.
I'm not looking to disconnect.
Right.
If I go away for a weekend, like my in-laws used to have a beautiful home on a lake in Northern Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
We would drive up there for the weekend and there was the TV had like three channels. This is before all the streaming services. So you go up there, like the cable TV, you could get like three or four channels, no sports.
Mm-hmm.
The Wi-Fi was spotty at best and there was nothing around but a lake.
Yep.
And you had to drive 20 minutes into town and it was very early. You get there on a Friday. You're all like, you work the whole week. You're like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
And then Saturday you wake up late. You go for a walk by the lake and you're like, oh, this is great. By Saturday night, you're biting your fingernails off. You gotta get home. The general store is really cute, but I gotta get home.
And coming from South Philly, I don't understand how a guy like that could go and do what he did. But
well, have you been to South Philly?
Well, it's Italian. South Philly's Italian. Yeah.
I know it is. So that's a lot of stress, like our old neighborhood.
A lot of stress, but how do you go from all the hustle and bustle? How do you go from that to I'm just cutting myself off from society? I guess people do it.
I guess at some point, like you blow out your eardrums living in South Philly, like our neighborhood. After a while, it's like everybody's loud, everybody's fast, everybody's moving. It wears you out. I get it.
I don't know if I can ever go to a place so tranquil. I can't do it. I need noise in my ear.
So, all right. Well, anyway. Here's some noise in your ear. Go to commercial.
Shout out to Fred. Thanks for the discount on your Airbnb. Oh.
Do you have that new sound you wanted to play? Frey, thanks, Fred.
Coming up next, along with the rest of the sound.
All right.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
So on the big show, we had the VIP list girls come in. Meg and Audrey are the two girls that you've seen on TikTok.
Meg and Audrey or Megan and Audrey?
Well, she goes by Meg.
Meg and like Audrey. The movie.
Yes. Okay. They're two blondes. They're from Philly. We were talking about Philly earlier.
Oh,
they're from Philadelphia. Odds. They grew up listening on Q102 to our big show, Elvis Duran and everybody. But they're known now on TikTok and Instagram for being food bloggers. But they talk in a voice that's very bougie. But what they're doing...
Oh, it's beyond bougie.
Well,
God. This is the hottest spot on 73rd Street. You've got to try the cupcakes.
Right.
They are to die for. And what is it they say?
Go they cry say about it.
They go, it fucks.
Yeah, this...
That's their catchphrase, right?
This ZD fucks.
And you got in trouble for that on the air like 6 months ago, didn't you? You were saying that... You said it in the room... You said, oh, that fucks. And they were like, what are you talking about?
Right.
You were like, oh, it's a thing.
It's a thing.
You thought it was a thing. It never became a thing.
No, it didn't. Anyway, so the short story is these ladies, the VIP list, they do 100% satire. It's satire. They're in mimicking what bougie girls, you know, would act like. But they are really nice women. Elvis interviewed them, and it was just fantastic. So they came up to the show, and they left us a drop.
Oh, let's hear it.
You want to hear their drop?
Sure? Yeah.
You sure you want to hear it?
Well, I can handle it.
Hi, it's the VIP list, Meg and Audrey. If you're not listening to the Brooklyn Boys podcast with Skiri and Brody, you're a peasant. The Brooklyn Boys podcast fucks. Go cry about it.
Yes!
They did an ID. Now, some of you might know, like, oh my God, I've heard them before. I've seen them. Let me tell you, they are awesome. They're great women. They're doing an act. They're doing shtick. They're not, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people are like, oh my God, I can't. They're so annoying. And I admit to them on the air that I started by hate following them. I was one of those people like, oh, I hate them. They're so annoying. I got to follow them.
Scary would send me the videos, and I go, why are you sending me these videos? They're so annoying.
Well, you know, I love food. So they go
do
to...
Do you?
Dude, they go to the bougiest restaurants.
Let me tweet that.
Listen, they go to the bougiest restaurants in...
I know.
In New York, Miami, wherever they're traveling to, Vegas, wherever they go, they review their restaurants, and they're unapologetic about it. They don't take bribes. They don't get paid for it. They make the reservation like you and me, where they just, you know, kind of call it in. They're okay. Anonymous. Hold on.
When you that's wrong, though. They don't make reservations like you and me, because when we make reservations, you say from the Elvis Duran show.
They make reservations like anonymously.
Yeah.
And they go and they sit there, and because this way they don't have to be nice to a restaurant if they want to trash it. So they don't
accept. Now, where's the money coming from?
They do in between those videos. They do other videos where they're sponsored clearly, and they talk about products.
Okay. All right, because they're going to some expensive restaurants.
Yeah. But their reviews are true to the reviews are true. Okay. So anyway, meaning like that's how
they
really
like
feel.
It. They like it.
If they hate it, well, you'll know about it. Go cry about it.
Hey, speaking of reviews and endorsements.
Uh-huh.
I've been getting, you probably get these too. They show up in your hidden requests on Instagram and your DMs. They come up as hidden.
Yes.
And you have to go to the hidden section.
Yes.
So I keep getting like, oh, I saw your content. I think it'd be great to endorse our jewelry.
Oh, that's all fake. It's all scammers. Those are scambonies.
Right. Oh, I want you to, I see that you like hard rock. Would you endorse our line of gothic, whatever?
No shot.
So I got this one. Good day, David. I work for blah, blah, blah supplements, and we'd love to bring you on board as an official athlete. This would include free products, weekly pay, exposure through your Instagram account, etc. Sure. We reached out because we love the content you're putting out. We found your post on our Explore page. Please click this link in our bio and fill out the athlete application.
You first.
So... they want me to be an athlete endorser of their product. How about that?
Sure. It's a scamboni. Don't click
on it. No, it's absolutely real, Scary.
No, it's
not. They absolutely want me to be their athlete endorser.
No, they don't. There must be some sort of mistake here, Brody.
No, they saw my pictures and they were like, that guy's an athlete.
Yeah.
And oh, I'm looking at your Instagram. I see cannolis and sfogliatelles.
Right. I was at the Fortunato Brothers yesterday in Williamsburg.
How do you find time to sleep? You're at a restaurant every minute.
Because it's eat, sleep, rave, repeat. You know all me. Right.
Were you
eat.
In Brooklyn to see the family, or were you just in Brooklyn to that restaurant?
Robin and I, we went out to a great brunch, and then the Fortunato brothers were 2 blocks away. Oh, we went for some went to Levantine for some nice Sephardic and Ashkenazi favorites.
Mm-hmm.
They're beautiful, right. Middle Eastern food. They've got a lot of different little cuisines there going on. So it was some great food in there. We a lot of hummus, all your favorites, Brody. You would be like, blah, eggplant carpaccio. Anyway,
red pepper hummus the other night.
And
I had some red pepper hummus.
How was it?
Thank
good?
You. It was good.
Yeah.
It's good. Hummus. Oh, you know where I had it?
Where?
I had it at the bar mitzvah. Now listen. Obviously, my family is Jewish.
Duh.
And, okay, but Jews are very polarizing when it comes to condiments. You either like ketchup or you like mustard.
Right.
And it's very, it's heated sometimes.
Yeah, either you like dill or you hate it.
Yeah. Well, by the way, I asked everyone. They all agreed no dill in the matzo ball soup. Here's the thing.
You're dreaming, but okay.
I show up for the cocktail hour, and one of my cousins comes up to me and says, oh, the food here is amazing. And it was excellent. She said, there's Chinese food on the left. And pastrami sandwiches and hot dogs on the right. And then there's all kinds of pastries and black and white cookies and rugelach.
Rugelach.
So I make a beeline for the hot dogs and the pastrami sandwiches.
Okay.
I get to the pastrami sandwiches. They're like little pastrami sliders. They're on the plate with a pickle and some coleslaw. Which I don't eat the pickle and the coleslaw.
Getting hungry.
So I look at the pastrami sandwich. And I say, do you have ketchup for the pastrami? He says, there's already mustard on it.
Yeah. Blasphemy, by the way. Blasphemy.
Okay. All right.
Okay. It's supposed to be pastrami, mustard. Is there pastrami and ketchup don't go together. Yes, what are you doing, Brody?
Absolutely. Ketchup goes on
You're
all meat.
You're a bad Jew.
No, I'm not. Ketchup goes on all meat. Anyway,
ketchup does not go on pastrami.
Yes, it does.
No, so it doesn't.
Not only has my family.
I win the dill conversation because you put ketchup on your pastrami.
I put ketchup on my corned beef. I put ketchup on my roast beef. Bah! Listen to me. Not only has this catering hall decided for me that I'm not having ketchup, they have pre-decided I'm going to have mustard on my sandwich when I hate mustard. Do not pre-condiment food at weddings. That's a no-no. If you're going to have a party, do not decide for your family and your friends what condiments they're going to have. That'd be like if I put ketchup on the pastrami and you're like, why would you put ketchup on the pastrami? Oh, God, ketchup is on all the pastramis. Enjoy yourself. I don't predetermine. You should not predetermine. So I go, you know what? There's mustard on the pastrami. I'll go have a hot dog. I go to the hot dog table.
There's mustard on it.
No. They only have mustard.
Of course. Because you know what belongs on a hot dog? Mustard.
I said, can I get ketchup, please? The guy says, we don't have any ketchup. I said, you're a catering hall. You must have some ketchup in the back. He goes, we don't have any ketchup ready for the hot dogs, only mustard. Again, I say to you, what the fuck? This is the food after the bar mitzvah in the morning. All right, so here's what I did, Scary. The party was in the morning at 11 o'clock, the bar mitzvah, and at 1 o'clock was like a brunch, right? A little brunch, which is
did
where
you go out to the grocery
was.
Store and buy your own ketchup?
Hold on now. I have to come back into the city. So I go home, I feed the dogs. All right, we go back in the city. I'm prepared now because I was told there's going to be pigs in a blanket at dinner because my family very big on pigs in a blanket. You have a wedding or a bar mitzvah, you got to have pigs in a blanket.
You got to dip those in mustard.
Fuck you. I stopped off at Dunkin' Donuts on my way in.
Of course you did.
I got some ketchup packages. I brought my own ketchup packages. And when they came around with the pigs in a blanket, I took them out. I took my ketchup right on there. And I'm eating. And people are going, where'd you get ketchup? Where'd you get ketchup? I go, in my pocket. I had like 6 or 7 people were begging me for them. Can I get one? Yo, can I score one of those? Yo, hook me up, bro. Hook me up.
You're like the one you're selling crack on the playground.
I was like the guy with the chocolate that had the THC in it.
Yeah.
They were like, you got ketchup? Else. I was like, you want ketchup? I got the good stuff. I got sticky
ketchup
red.
Ketchup right here.
I got sticky ketchup. Red. Sticky red. Ketchup. Sticky red. You want sticky red?
Wow.
Dude, I was the king. The king. People were coming to me going, can I just get a little dip?
I still think that ketchup should be reserved for potato-like objects. And even then, a knish You could go either way, ketchup or mustard.
I put ketchup on my... I had a knish for lunch today. I had a corned beef sandwich on a bagel with ketchup, with Russian dressing on the side, and a potato knish, a little ketchup.
Mustard.
No.
Mustard. Although I could see ketchup on a knish.
Ketchup everywhere.
Ketchup if you can.
All right. I'll tell you how I save money next week.
All right, let's do this.
And listen to Slice Time in 2 days.
Brooklyn! The Voice from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The Voice from Brooklyn!
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.